The enormity of what had happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki had affected him profoundly.
Kitty didn't often share her feelings, Baker said.
But she just said she didn't know how she would stand it. Robert had shared his distress with others as well. According to his ethical culture school classmate, Jane Dittesheim, Robert wrote her a letter soon after the war ended that shows so clearly and so sadly his disappointment and his grief. On the Hill, many people had similar emotional responses, particularly after Bob Serber and Phil Morrison returned from Hiroshima and Nagasaki in October with the first group of scientific observers. Until then, people sometimes gathered in their homes to try to grasp what had happened.
But Phil was the only one who really made me understand it, recalled Gene Baker.
He's got quite a wizard tongue and descriptive power. I was just absolutely undone. I went home and I couldn't go to sleep. I just shook all night. It was such a shock.